Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise mainly sunny skies and calm. Highs level off around 96, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows dip down to about 70. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms 85. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 90.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Approximately 93% of rural bankers surveyed in a recent report believe there's a better than even chance a future recession is coming. And according to the Creighton University Rural Main Street Index, over 42% of these bankers believe there's a more than 75% risk for recession in the next 12 months. A recession, according to Creighton University economist Dr. Ernie Goss, likely would have greater immediate impact on urban areas since farmers are getting some benefit from heightened agricultural commodity prices. But the impacts would still hit rural businesses, which could hurt farmers down the line. Goss said the businesses that the farmer deals with are where the problems would be, but farmers are borrowing more and more, and that puts farmers at somewhat risk, of course. 22 House Democrats, one Republican, asking two highest-ranking members of the chamber to support a year-long extension to school meal waivers, which are currently set to run out the end of June. The legislators, led by Abigail Spanberger of Virginia and Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy yesterday, asking them to support a bill extending USDA's waiver authority to June 30th of next year. Child nutrition waivers not reauthorized in the omnibus spending bill, and so far, legislative efforts to expand them before the June 30th deadline have yet to be successful. And a friend of the court brief from a broad cross-section of states, environmental organizations, conservative legal groups, and members of Congress and agribusiness have been filed in two Supreme Court cases being closely watched by the agriculture industry. Prop 12 and WOTUS. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Kansas woman was injured in an accident just before 10:30 p.m. Sunday in Phillips County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2015 Dodge Journey driven by Michaela S. Hilburn, 23, of Logan, was southbound on West 1300 Road and struck a cow in the roadway. EMS transported Hilburn to the Phillips County Hospital. She was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The Hays School Board approved a contract with teachers on Monday that included $1,200 added to the base salary for certified staff salaries. The new minimum pay would be $42,700. The agreement also allows for horizontal and vertical movement on the pay scale. The board also approved a 75-cent per hour raise for classified staff. And the board also approved a 3.29% raise for administrative staff. Teachers and administrators are receiving the same percentage raise. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
During the busy harvest season, affordable parts are only a phone call away. For more than 40 years, Abilene Machine has been a trusted source for quality ag replacement parts. Need augers, chaffers, or chains for your combine, or parts for your tractor? Abilene Machine stocks new, remanufactured, and used parts that meet or exceed original equipment manufacturer specs, but are priced below OEM. For pricing, inventory, and 24-hour ordering, visit them online at AbilenMachine.com.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farm.
Could it pick up an intensity a little bit overnight?
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office confirmed a woman has died and a man was injured in a crash and vehicle fire just south of Wichita. The crash happened Monday evening at 55th Street South and West Street. A Sheriff's Office supervisor at the scene said it's believed the driver suffered a medical condition before the car went off the road and went into a wooded area. The vehicle then caught fire. A female passenger in her 70s was trapped in the vehicle and died at the scene. Her name was not released. The driver, a man in his 70s, was taken to a local hospital and is expected to survive. Last Wednesday, Brown County Sheriff John Merchant says that based on a lengthy investigation, Jay Bechtold, 40, of Bruning, Nebraska, was extradited from Nebraska and transported to the Brown County Jail on a $75,000 felony arrest warrant. Sheriff Merchant said Bechtold was allegedly wanted for two counts of theft valued between $25,000 to $100,000 and one count of theft between $1,500 and $25,000. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan. Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News at approximately 11:15 p.m. Mountain Time. Nebraska State Police were called to the report of a fatality crash at mile marker 83 on Interstate 80. Preliminary investigation shows that a Dodge Caravan was traveling westbound when it was struck from behind by a truck tractor semi-trailer. The collision caused the caravan to roll, ejecting a front seat passenger. The passenger has been identified as Geraldine Rodriguez, 55, of Scotts Bluff. Rodriguez was pronounced deceased at the scene. The driver of the semi, Singh, 30, of Belrose, New York, was not injured. Singh was arrested for motor vehicle homicide and careless driving. He remains jailed at the Cheyenne County Jail. About 6,000 bees were recently removed from inside the walls of an Omaha couple's 100-year-old home. Thomas and Mary Lou Gutierrez told the Omaha World-Herald they contacted the Omaha Bee Club to remove the bees. The couple were able to taste some of the honey the bees had made before they were relocated safely. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tubby and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week unanimously approved a proclamation for local disaster emergency as a result of storms June 7th and 11th. The County Health Department building was substantially damaged and lost its roof. Plans are to move at least temporarily to a landalone building at 15th and Center Streets that for many years was home to Bogart's Grocery. Due to prompt response, vaccines were moved to refrigerated storage at Valley Vet. Some $100,000 in vaccines were saved. Computers, equipment, and furniture have been moved. The Marshall County Health Department plans to reopen this Wednesday at 1500 Center Street in Marysville. The Marshall County Extension Office advised that Pottawatomie County is not in favor of moving forward with an extension district at this time, but the other four counties are still entertaining the idea. A motion was approved to increase the cost of dumping at the landfill to $55 a ton beginning August 1st due to fuel surcharges that have been implemented by the trash hauler. County councilors noted tax sale properties are down to 13 from a beginning count of 52. June 20th is the default day. Then the actual date of the sale will be set for sometime in August. Commissioner Bramhall reported he's been trying to contact Roger Marshall's office regarding continual train blocking issues in Frankfort. The architect, construction manager, and sheriff met with the board showing the floor plan of the proposed jail. Final design should be done by mid-August, and AHRS should have a good idea of cost estimates and be able to go out for bids in September. Several budget requests were heard. A request for the sheriff's department included a 13% increase due to salary and fuel prices. A 16% increase was requested by the county treasurer, who expressed concerns with the need for an in-house technical support person who would be available at all times. A new program that seeks to make homeownership more affordable is launching June 20th in Washington County. The Washington County Homeownership Pilot Program is designed to boost homeownership by reducing the barriers of down payments and closing costs. We'll have additional information on efforts to increase housing construction in our future news reports. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an update that work was being completed on the Gulf Oneida Road, and the contractor is expected to begin work on the Burn-Sabetha overlay early in July. Approval was given to hire a part-time relief driver for the Transportation Department. New furniture for the Senior Services Office was approved, with the county share just over $10,000. Jason Cook voted against the motion, which did pass 2-1. After a half-hour executive session with the county attorney to consider the Nemahal County Community Health Services contract, a motion was approved unanimously to form a county health department. Kevin Schutte will serve as administrator beginning July 1st. Marysville USD 364 School Board meeting last week adjourned to executive session some 10 times for over an hour with Darren Schrader and Cole Fredrickson, after which a motion was approved unanimously to approve the personnel update and spring coaches list. No details were listed. No action was taken on a $62,000 proposal to stream board meetings, and the board will meet fifth Mondays each month for a work session. A $25,000 bond was set for a Centralia man, Justin Womack, age 42, on a June 13th arrest with charges of criminal threat and trespass and possession of a firearm while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Roseanne Slupionic, age 82, of Marysville, passed away June 16. This time, no services are planned. Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Roseanne Slupionic.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a slight chance for some showers overnight. With our highs in the lower 90s throughout Iowa, the mid-80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid-80s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 90s throughout Missouri. A slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms overnight, otherwise cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the mid-50s and upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Some showers possible early on Wednesday, then sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid-80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Showers will continue throughout Wednesday night and Thursday. Temperatures will rise over Thursday and Friday and cool over the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June 87, record high on this date 104. The average low 66 and the record low 44. Sunset this evening 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
Summer begins today, and the days grow shorter starting tomorrow. The subject is the solstice on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 21st, the 172nd day of the year. Britain's Prince William has a birthday, and summer officially arrives today. The solstice occurred at just after 5 a.m. Eastern Time. That means our part of the Earth is tilted more towards the sun than at any other time of the year. But even though we're getting the maximum direct sunlight right now, the hottest days of the year typically don't occur until mid-July. That's because the Earth is sort of like an oven. It takes a while to heat up. The lag is well documented in weather lore. We often cite the winter proverb, as the days lengthen, the cold strengthens. The corresponding wisdom is found in the rest of that verse. As the days begin to shorten, the heat begins to scorch them. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather wisdom and lore online at almanac.com.
When severe weather approaches our listening area, count on KNDY for severe storm coverage. Teaming our local resources with the weatherology meteorologists and the National Weather Service, we'll keep you ahead of the storm. Stay safe, stay informed. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYradio.com, and our free mobile apps, which you can download for either Android or Apple devices. Thanks to our severe weather sponsors.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it the most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and now Humboldt, Nebraska.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
People like all different kinds of cars, but there's one thing everyone wants in a car: quality. Same thing's true with your car loan. New or used, buy or lease, you want quality in your car and in your car loan.
For a quality car loan, you know who to turn to. With great rates and personal service, shop like a cash customer with a quality car loan from us. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. It's officially draft week for a handful of former Kansas basketball players, hoping to hear their names called in Thursday's NBA draft. Five members of KU's national championship team worked out for at least one NBA team during the past couple of weeks, and two of them, Ochai Agbaji and Christian Brown, are projected as locks to be selected in the 58-pick draft on Thursday night in Brooklyn, New York. ESPN.com draft analyst Jonathan Givony has Agbaji going 14th to Cleveland. Givony, who long had Brown listed as the 28th pick in the first round to Golden State, now has Brown slotted at number 32 overall to Orlando. Mitch Lightfoot, Remy Martin, and David McCormick also worked out for NBA teams in recent weeks. Salvador Perez, Andrew Benintendi, and Hunter Dozier came up with big home runs Monday night to get the last leg of their West Coast swing started off in grand fashion for the Royals. The Royals beat the Angels last night in Anaheim. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty Eck Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Eck Ford has them all. Our trucks and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit and taxes. We shall all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months. Inventory has to meet this.
Chris Kleiman has won another recruiting battle for a coveted in-state football recruit. Andre Davis, a 6'4", 200-pound wide receiver from Blue Valley, announced his intentions to play for the Kansas State Wildcats on Sunday. Davis chose K-State over a host of other prominent schools, including Illinois, Iowa, Iowa State, Kansas, Minnesota, and Nebraska. Davis comes from a football family. His father, Willie, used to play wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. Willie Davis spent five seasons at Arrowhead from 91 to 95. Wichita State has plucked an assistant coach from one of the nation's top programs as its head coach of the men's tennis team. Derek Glavin, an assistant coach the last two seasons at the University of Miami, was officially announced as the new head coach by Wichita State on Monday. The 29-year-old replaces Danny Bryan, who left WSU for the head coaching job at LSU, his alma mater, last month. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringstorp. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and want. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience. Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Haymakers like you told us what they want from a self-propelled wind rower, and New Holland listened. Visit CanEquip in Marysville and see the result. The high productivity, high precision, high performance Speed Rower Plus. Featuring the industry's fastest speeds, drive-by-wire controls, PLM solutions, and our most comfortable ride ever. It'll help you mow more hay in a day faster and with greater precision. Stop by CanEquip in Marysville and put big new pluses to work in your hay operation.
As you bite into a crisp, spicy radish, you're enjoying a vegetable that has been grown around the world for thousands of years. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll find wild relatives of the radish in China. Egyptian writings indicate they grew them before the pyramids were even built. They used radish seed oil before the introduction of olive oil. The radish made its way to Britain in the mid-16th century and the United States around 1629. This is a relative of turnip, cabbage, broccoli, and even horseradish. Its science name, Raphanus, is from the Greek and means quickly appearing. Plant some seeds, and as few as 30 days, you'll be enjoying fresh radishes. Or try roasting a few for a more savory flavor. Radishes are high in vitamin C, folic acid, and potassium. These vegetables grow best, develop better roots, and have less heat when grown and harvested during cooler weather. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Before Hoover Dam supplied electricity for this region of the Southwest, this old powerhouse generated the electricity. In fact, it was the energy from this building that allowed the huge dam to be built. What happened to the old powerhouse? It has a use today that has even more people stopping to see the wonder. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Joshua Noble says the path through Kingman, Arizona is a well-worn trail from a long time ago.
The Camel Brigade with Lieutenant Beale came through in the 1850s. He came through trying to find a all-weather route. The railroad soon followed his path.
And after the railroad, Route 66 and the interstate followed. Today, I-40 heads due south from Kingman. The old road didn't take that course, though. There was a good reason.
The stretch going between Kingman and Oatman isn't a very good stretch, but when Route 66 was designated in 1926, that's where they put it through because all the traffic was going to a little mini gold rush going into Oatman.
Today, Oatman is a village known for wild burros that roam its streets.
That little unique stretch, if you want to see a real part of American history and what Route 66 would have looked like with the narrow roads, that's the part to look at.
Kingman is the largest city between Flagstaff and Victorville, California, a distance of about 400 miles.
Kingman sits at the heart of the longest remaining stretch, so going from Topoc to a little bit west of Ash Fork is 158 miles, and that's the largest continuous remaining stretch of Route 66 in the United States.
The Welcome Center and Route 66 Museum here has a historic home as well.
Kingman Powerhouse was built as a Desert Power Company back in 1907 to 1909, provided power for Oatman, Chloride, as well as Hoover Dam when they were constructing Hoover Dam.
Many folks who visit Kingman then head up the mountain pass into the tiny town of Oatman, a road with hairpin turns and steep grades that is a must pass for many motorists exploring old Route 66. Traveling the countryside in Kingman, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
Heaster & Associates will conduct a large two-day live auction June 25th and 26th at the fairgrounds in Syracuse, Nebraska. Numerous antiques, including furniture, kitchen and household, crocs, advertising items, and primitives, glassware, a very large assortment of antique hand tools, and children's metal toys and games, plus guns and ammo, trading cards, hit-and-miss motors, and miscellaneous. See the sale bill online, goeaster.com. Two sale rings both days, Saturday and Sunday, June 25th and 26th, at the Kimmel Arena on the Otoe County Fairgrounds at Syracuse. Sale conducted by Easter & Associates. GoEaster.com online.
Fertilizers and lawn products are beneficial to grass, but they can wreak havoc in your pond. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If your pond has algae, your pristine yard may be the cause, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
A pond in their pasture. They mow the grass in the pasture and get within about 20 feet of the water. Most of the pond has tall grass and other plants and trees around it. Some people have ponds that are located within a well-manicured lawn and mow right up to the water's edge. But if you fertilize the grass, chances are some of that fertilizer is ending up in the pond. Fisheries biologist Bob Lusk with Pond Boss Magazine says this adds nutrients to the water that it doesn't need.
Most of the time, water has plenty of nitrogen, for example, and plenty of potassium. Besides, water can absorb nitrogen from the atmosphere. So what happens is when you get excessive amounts of nitrogen, it starts to grow things you don't want in the water, especially algae. I've seen different kinds of algae show up around water areas that are adjacent to lawns that are especially over-fertilized.
He says if you fertilize the lawn correctly, the nutrients won't run off. But control also depends on the lay of the land, the soil type, and climate.
If you're in an area where you're prone to really heavy rains, big thunderstorms that bust through, like, you know, the tornado belt, for example, I think it's great to have a buffer zone around the edge of the pond. So that way, you know, you've got a 4 or 5 foot buffer area of native grasses that can catch whatever nutrients or silt or whatever tries to wash into a pond with heavy rains.
Lusk advises planting native turf grasses in the lawn beyond the buffer zone, which may reduce the need for fertilizer. If you like the well-manicured look, Lusk says it's okay to mow right up to the water's edge. Just be thoughtful about how lawn maintenance is impacting the pond's ecosystem. Find more tips for maintaining a lawn around a pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
The nutritional benefits to humans from crops raised in healthy soils. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
The authors of the new book, What Your Food Ate, make a strong case for improving soil health. Co-author David Montgomery.
You know, a healthy soil allows farmers to use less nitrogen fertilizer. It allows them to use fewer pesticides. The methods that one would employ to build healthier soil, even on large farms, result in using less diesel because there's less plowing going on if you adopt more regenerative practices. So there's benefits to healthy soil that really flow directly to farmers in terms of reducing their input costs when soil is returned to robust health.
Regenerative practices such as cover crops and reduced tillage are being embraced slowly, shall we say. Montgomery's co-author and spouse, Anne Beclay, says the trend is coming along.
At first, you know, there's the so-called early adopters. They're the ones that everybody else is standing around watching. I like the idea of farmers demonstrating themselves, because they're the ones who know best how they're going to try to get regenerative practices to work on their particular piece of ground, their particular crop, their particular kinds of equipment, knowledge, and skills.
The series continues tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Biden administration has recently signed into law the Ocean Shipping Reform Act this week, applauded by the American Farm Bureau Federation, as AFBF President Zippy Duvall attended the signing ceremony at the White House and says the Biden administration worked with the Farm Bureau to support the passage of the bill.
The Biden administration has been a strong ally for us in working to get this bill across the finish line. And last week, President Biden called me himself to talk about why farmers and ranchers need ocean shipping reform. And we had a great conversation. Today, I was at the White House with President Biden as he signed that bill into law. We look forward to building on my relationship with him to work towards solutions of other issues that are facing our farmers and ranchers.
He goes on to say that the legislation addresses supply chain obstacles in the market.
Ocean Shipping Reform Act is a bipartisan bill that would take key steps to resolving maritime supply chain obstacles that are increasing costs to our U.S. agricultural exporters and preventing our farmers from getting their products overseas. Now that it's law, it will provide a new oversight and enforcement authority through the Federal Maritime Commission, expanding the opportunities for our shippers to solve conflicts with the ocean carriers and to increase transparency and accountability among those ocean carriers.
Finally, he says the ongoing supply chain issues and record high shipping costs have limited agricultural exports.
We are ready to meet the demands of American grown products here at home and abroad, but it requires a well-functioning supply chain. Limiting trade also negatively affects our farmers. It affects our ability to get much needed supplies like fertilizer, which will ultimately drive up the cost of growing food for American families. Farmers have already lost up to $25 billion of agricultural exports this year because of the lack of access to export containers and record shipping costs and harmful surcharges.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, Wichita, Joe Conan here, general manager at Midwest Kia. I brought in some experts, my kids, to find out what people love about their Midwest Kia. Sawyer, what do you like best about Mom's Kia Telluride?
Probably the entertainment system, but it also has a lot of space for us, and I don't get car sick in the third row like a lot of other cars.
So, technology, space, and a great ride. I think you nailed it. Dad drives home a lot of Kias, right, Hayes? What's your favorite?
The EV6.
What do you like so much about the EV6, buddy?
It runs on electricity, which is good for the earth, and it looks really cool.
Sounds like good reasons to me. Gentry, who's your favorite person at Midwest Kia?
You, Gaggy.
Well, I like that answer. Kids, what do we tell our friends' parents?
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
You heard it straight from the experts. There are tons of reasons to love your Midwest Kia. Midwest Kia.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393 to quote hail, wind, and extra harvest expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Biden signed the Ocean Shipping Reform Act into law. Michael Clements has more.
President Joe Biden signed into law the Ocean Shipping Reform Act Thursday afternoon, applauded by the American Farm Bureau Federation. AFBF President Zippy Duvall attended the signing ceremony at the White House and says the Biden administration worked with Farm Bureau to support passage of the bill.
The Biden administration has been a strong ally for us in working to get this bill across the finish line. And last week, President Biden called me himself to talk about why farmers and ranchers need ocean shipping reform. And we had a great conversation. Today, I was at the White House with President Biden as he signed that bill into law. We look forward to building on my relationship with him to work towards solutions of other issues that are facing our farmers and ranchers.
Duvall says the legislation addresses supply chain obstacles.
Ocean Shipping Reform Act is a bipartisan bill that would take key steps to resolving maritime supply chain obstacles. Now that it's law, it will provide a new oversight enforcement authority through the Federal Maritime Commission, expanding the opportunities for our shippers to solve conflicts with the ocean carriers and to increase transparency and accountability among those ocean carriers.
Duvall says the ongoing supply chain issues and record high shipping costs have limited agriculture exports at a time when trading partners need the U.S. more than ever.
We are ready to meet the demands of American grown products here at home and abroad, but it requires a well-functioning supply chain. Limiting trade also negatively affects our farmers. It affects our ability to get much needed supplies like fertilizer, which will ultimately drive up the cost of growing food for American families. Farmers have already lost up to $25 billion of agricultural exports this year because of the lack of access to export containers and record shipping costs and harmful surcharges.
Learn more at FB.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
It feels good to take a cool dip in the pond on a hot day. Pay attention to water quality conditions and use common sense as you swim on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
My parents' best friends had a farm pond, and during the summer, our two families spent a lot of time together fishing and swimming. I stayed away from algae because I thought it was gross, but otherwise never thought about any health risks from the water. Bob Rose is a retired water quality specialist at the University of Missouri. He says pond water always has waterborne pathogens, but most of them aren't harmful. A source water survey can tell you a lot about the quality.
Looking at where the water is coming from, what it flows over before it gets into the pond, that's really about the best thing you can do. If the water runs through a feedlot and gets into the pond, then the chances are very good you'll have exceptionally high levels of bacteria, and you may want to check it. But most of the time, we know that you're going to be above what we would classify as a safe limit for a public beach for swimming.
Geese that call your pond home can add a lot of bacteria in the water. However, Rose says the sun will eventually kill much of the bacteria, so it doesn't stay suspended in the water for an extended period of time. If you see green or brown scum, an oily sheen, or floating dead fish, it's not a good idea to jump in. Most algae blooms aren't harmful to humans, but it's unpleasant to swim in. Rose says common sense is your best defense.
Can you get in water that's stagnant or water that's got algae in it? Yes, you can. But make sure that you don't drink that water. You don't swallow it. Make sure that you don't get in the water if you have an open wound or something that could easily get infected.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about pond water quality at agriculture.com.
Spring is a busy and exciting season for cattlemen, anticipating the upcoming grazing season. Valley Vet Supply stands ready to help get those cattle to pasture, from animal health supplies to fence mending equipment. With Jake's wire tighters to real tight fence tighteners, loose fence can be fixed in less than a minute without cutting or breaking the existing barbed wire. And if you need Splice-It splices or barbed wire grip, you'll find all your fencing supplies at valleyvet.com or stop by the store in Marysville.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Tuesday today. Markets wrapping up in just a little bit here. We're still seeing mostly lower numbers in the grain market, a little bit higher in the livestock overall, as I've been pretty consistent on the board. The grains have slowly moved in the downward direction throughout the day today, as July corn's down right now 28 1/4 cents to 756 even a bushel. We have September corn down by 34 3/4 at 703. In the wheat market, KC wheat for July is down 64 cents. They've taken a big jump downward over the last hour or so, sitting at 1041. September's down 64 cents at 1048, even a bushel. Bean market, same story, mostly lower here. July soybeans are currently down 24 cents at 1678. We have the meal market for July down $7.10 at 431. And the bean oil for July down 37 cents at 73 and 43 cents overall. Cotton market's kind of mixed on the board, slightly higher for the July right now, as July cotton's up 55 cents at 144 even. October's down $3.13 at 122 and a penny. And the oats market, they've taken a hit as well, as July oats are down 30 1/2 cents to 634 even a bushel there. Real quick in the livestock market, a little bit mostly higher here, kind of mixing the live cattle. Is June live cattle's down 52 cents at 137 1/2. We have the August live cattle in the green by 5 pennies, sitting at 136 and 62 cents. Feeder cattle mostly higher here. August up $2.82 at 175.77. The September's up 287 as well to 177.67. Lean hogs a little bit higher here, with July in the green at $1.70 at 112.70. U.S. dollar index today back at it as well. A little bit lower here, as September index is in the red by 30 cents at 104.18. We have the 30-year bonds for June up just slightly, not a lot of movement there, sitting at 136.21, and 10-year notes slightly in the red at 116.11.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with a down payment, APR, turn, and vehicle with loose credit plus tax and fees.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2022 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the High Country Z71 pickup. They have a like new 2020 Silverado 1500 LTZ. It's a Z71 package, one owner, four door, and available for immediate test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Warm conditions this time of year make for the perfect environment for species of bacteria to potentially pose health risks in water reservoirs. K-State's A.J. Tarpoff describes what these toxic blue-green algae blooms look like.
It's interesting. Blue-green algae isn't even an algae. It's a cyanobacteria, bacteria that's photosynthetic, and it's buoyant. So it actually floats just below the surface of the water, and it's naturally found in most of our water sources. However, when conditions are right and the certain species of these cyanobacteria are there, they can develop what's called a harmful algae bloom. And whenever you see it, really jumps out at this very strange, either light green, blue-greenish colors. As it dies, it kind of turns brown. But it looks like almost, you know, oil floats on the water, except it's just below the water. So it's referred to as kind of a green paint-like consistency.
Tarpoff goes on to explain the two types of toxins these dangerous blooms can release and the negative health effects they can have on cattle.
They can release two different types of toxins, one of which is actually a neurotoxin. So it attacks the nervous system of cattle and livestock, and unfortunately, it's lethal. It doesn't take very much of that toxin that they consume, and all of a sudden, within minutes to hours, they can have clinical signs, they can be staggering around, ultimately leading to death. The other toxin that I mentioned is actually a hepatotoxin. It's a liver toxin. So it's specific to the liver that once they consume that toxin, it actually directly kills and damages the liver cells itself. So it really just depends on how much toxin they had, whether it's going to be lethal, whether we're going to have other debilitating liver issues kind of long term, but both of them are a major concern, not just for livestock, but for people, for pets.
He concludes with management strategies to help reduce the risks associated with the blue-green algae.
If you have it, we have to reduce access to whatever source that is. If it's a pond, that means we may have to fence off that pond. So alternative water sources, it's not fun. It's labor intensive, whether we have to haul water. Sometimes we might have access to a well or might have to pipe in some water from another water tank. So sometimes it's thinking outside of the box to be able to provide enough water for those grazing animals. The other big thing is maybe an investment long term, where we can improve our water sources, maybe have a submerged pump. Since the blue-green algae floats on the top of the water, if we are actually pumping water from the bottom of the pond, it's cooler, don't have the risk of the blue-green algae or the toxins, that we can actually pump that or have a gravity feed pipe into a water trough, a water tank, but we can get more of that safe water even if it's a contaminated body. The risk is never zero, but it greatly reduces the risk of exposure.
That was K-State's A.J. Tarpoff with important information regarding blue-green algae blooms.
June is National Dairy Month, so celebrate with your favorite dairy treat. Dairy products not only contain essential nutrients, they provide health benefits and simply taste great. Dairy, it's good and it's good for you. A reminder that June is National Dairy Month from Oldie Dairy Farm, Christian family owned and operated since 1955, always expanding and growing. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring cattle sales every other Thursday. Consignments online at marysvillelivestock.com. Prairie Valley Vet Clinic of Blue Rapids, Dr. Musil and the staff want to thank the hardworking agricultural community, serving large and small animal health needs. Bussing Dairy of Axtell, continuing the tradition of the American Family Dairy, proud sponsor of National Dairy Month. Linda's Insurance Agency of Marysville, Linda Schmitz can help protect your farming operation investments this year and every year. Washington Veterinary Clinic, providing the best quality and preventive care for your pets and livestock for over 60 years. A.J. Smith's Dairy of Axtell, a family-owned farm for over 30 years, proud sponsor of National Dairy Month. And KNDY Radio, your ag news and markets leader.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.